You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Jim Taylor, Director of Fine Arts at Laterno. Take a listen.
My journey to Laterno is rather circuitous. I think I'll back up just a little bit so future students might get an idea of where I'm coming from. I grew up in the Northeast, and during high school years, I played a lot of rock and roll. My hair was long and was having a great time playing music, music that I wrote, and we just had a great time doing it. Didn't know how to read a note of music, and came down to Florida, and these high school girls invited us to an all-night event at First Baptist Church, West Palm Beach. And what I saw in the eyes of these Christian girls was something that I craved for. They had a security that I didn't have. And in a morning sunrise service on Lake Worth Beach, I raised my hand, became a Christian, was baptized, and never looked back. And I was involved in a young center for young people trying to get their lives together, and this was closely involved with a conservative church, and this center had a coffee house ministry, and I was in charge of the outreach music that we did, as other students would be greeting non-Christian students. It was a real hothouse for growth, and I started going to music school, and I realized then that American pop music was just a tiny little speck on this whole spectrum of music. And I started becoming aware of all these beautiful different kinds of music. And I got a degree in composition, did a year of postgraduate work at North Texas, and then finished a master's degree at the University of Miami in record production and arranging. It was called Studio Writing and Production. Training me to be a professional arranger and record producer. We were getting ready to move to Nashville. This was 10 years after I'd become a Christian. I had married a girl that I had sung with in the coffee house, and we had one child at that point. And the church that we'd been going to asked me if I would be their first full-time director of music. And thankfully, I said yes. I would have been starving and flipping hamburgers in Nashville, I'm sure. And so I fell into a career of church music and just loved it. Big, conservative, warm, wealthy churches. So I was involved in children's choirs and orchestras and youth choirs and adult choirs. And then when contemporary music came in, I had a praise team, and I was writing dramatic scripts and producing little dramatic sketches in worship. Had a great time, and that was for over 20 years. And over those years, I fell more and more in love with great, what you might call classical music or art music, and I was getting more bored with pop music, and I just loved the choral rehearsal where you're shaping and honing and laughing and kidding each other, and developing the community. So it became obvious to me around 2006 that the number of conservative Christian churches that had choirs, real choirs, not just praise team choirs, was diminishing quickly. And I took a gamble and decided to go back and get a doctorate so I could teach on the college level. And the University of Alabama gave me a fellowship where they paid for everything and gave me a pile of cash. And so by that time, I had conducted in Europe, and I was published by Oxford University Press and other publishers. So jumped into that, and it was very wonderful. And as I was finishing that degree and looking for a position, a job nearby Laterno at Kilgore College came open. And for director of choral activities. The doctorate was in choral conducting. So I won that job and taught at Kilgore College for 8 years. Had a great time. And one of my choirs at Kilgore College was the East Texas Community Chorus. Well, it just so happened, this is a God thing now, just so happened that the wife of the Dean of Education, Arts, and Sciences at Laterno was in the community chorus. So the dean came to some of our performances that year. There were a couple with orchestra. And then I happened to be in his Sunday school class. He goes to my church. And evidently, Laterno had been noticing that there were a number of prospective students who wanted to come to Laterno, but as they looked at Laterno, there was almost nothing in the fine arts. And so Dr. Frazier, the Dean of Education, Arts, and Sciences, approached me and asked me if I would have any interest in possibly starting a department or building fine arts at Laterno. And at first I wasn't really terribly interested, but as we talked over barbecue, and maybe that's what changed my mind. No. One thing fell to another, and we approached the provost, and it ended up that the president of Laterno created a new position, director of fine arts. So I took that job, thankfully, that was in the fall of 2017, I believe. And since then, we have available now private lessons in voice, piano, guitar, and strings, possible brass coming up. I teach music appreciation in the spring. I direct the Laterno Singers, a student choir that is just the highlight of my week. I love these students. And also, I took the East Texas Community Chorus from Kilgore College, gave it a new name, and it's called the Longview Civic Chorus, and that is part of our load, too. We have a great jazz band directed by a local jazz legend, George Faber. I have hired an art teacher. We have drawing and painting available. We have introduction to photography. We have a fine theater teacher who directs theater. And other things are being added all the time. So the response has been wonderful. The choir, as I said, is just a great community for students, and we end with devotions, and I challenge them. We do some rather difficult music, and then there are just some other wonderful things, and we perform with orchestra frequently, recently, at the after school was over in the summer, I took about two-thirds of the choir and about half of the civic chorus to New York, where I was invited to conduct at Carnegie Hall a festival, big festival concert. Other choirs joined. There were 125 singers, full orchestra of young New York professionals that really played great. And we were able to do one of my pieces there as well. Another trip that we've done and that we're going to do shortly again is to go to Kiev, Ukraine. I have a strong connection with the Kiev Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. So we will engage in a missions/performance trip after school is over. These kinds of experiences are just life-changing for students, to be able to perform with a world-class group like that and to be able to see what is going on in the area of missions on the other side of the world, where the alphabet isn't the same as ours and the culture is very different. Those who went last time just had a great time, want to come again. So I think the atmosphere of the fine arts at Laterno is growing. We don't have music majors at this point, or art majors, or theater majors, but these courses are made to enrich the lives of students as they are doing their work at Laterno. And it is particularly refreshing after a long day of tech, of doing labs, of doing aeronautics. Our rehearsals are in the evening, so to be able to come and just think about music for an hour and a half is just very refreshing. You almost always walk out of choir rehearsal feeling better than when you went in. The arts are very important. And often when we're in crunch time, when we're, you know, when school budgets are low, they'll cut the arts. But the arts are something that make our lives richer. And for those who are sensitive to the arts, they also help us. There's data out now that shows that if you are a tech person, a STEM person, and you engage in the arts, it actually helps your technical studies. And of course, we need balance. You know, as you're doing study, you need sleep, you need food, you need creative time, you need exercise. You know, you need to keep your life in balance. And so this is what we offer, and it's a thrill to be at Laterno. The atmosphere at Laterno University is remarkable, and every day I just about pinch myself that I'm privileged to work here. The atmosphere of cooperation between faculty and staff and administration, I've never seen anything like it. There's none of this turf protection and rancor and egos. Some of the most decorated professors with multiple PhDs are these humble people. And I would just recommend to any student who's thinking about coming to Laterno that this is an atmosphere where you can be nourished and to make that bridge between childhood and adulthood. And of course, the hiring rates, the employment rates of Laterno graduates is so strong that it recommends itself. So my job is arguably the best job on the campus because I'm here to present fun. I'm the fun guy. I'm presenting the candy. And since I don't have majors, I don't have to do the grueling work of transferring and high-pressure tests and making sure that students can come up to what needs to be done in these particular brainy departments. But I also am moved by excellence and beauty. So it's a combination of hard work, fun, and beauty. And so that's what my job is here. And so I think I have the best job on campus.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.